हिम्मत होल्लास छोड़ते नहीं। स्लोगन, मास्टर सर्वशक्तिमान के स्मृति में रहो, मास्टर सर्वशक्तिमान के स्मृति में रहो। यह स्मृति ही मालिकपन की स्मृति दिलाती है। अच्छा, 15 अगस्त का पढ़ लो। तुम ब्राह्मणों के शुद्ध संकल्पों में इतनी शक्ति है कि अनेक आत्माओं को संयोग दे सकते हो। इंग्लिश वालों को फिर से कान में दे दो, दोबारा सुन ले वे। सुन रहे हैं ना? हाँ, तुम कल कहाँ गया था? दिखाई नहीं पड़ता था, सारा दिन अमृत वेले भी नहीं था। कहाँ, मुझे याद नहीं, सुने? चलो छोड़ दो, बड़े कल इसको याद किया। सुबह को क्लास में भी नहीं था, आज अमृत वेले भी नहीं था। तो उसको बता के जाना चाहिए ना, नोट देना चाहिए ना, मैं नहीं होऊंगा। तुम इसके तो उसका काम है नोट देना। भाई मैं क्लास में अभी आज नहीं हाजिर होऊंगा, कहां जाऊंगा? हम तो ऐसे चलिए है, 5 मिनट लेट भी आएंगी ना तो कान पकड़ेंगे। कभी नहीं ऐसे किया है। क्यों? काम बहुत बाबा को कराना है हमारे बच्चों से। तुम ब्राह्मणों के शुद्ध संकल्पों में इतनी शक्ति है, अनेक आत्माओं को संयोग दे सकते हो। आप अपने शुद्ध संकल्पों की शक्ति को जितना चाहे उतना बढ़ा सकते हो। संकल्पों की गति बहुत तेज है ना, कितने समर्थ होते हैं या व्यर्थ होते हैं। संकल्प गति तेज होती है, कितने व्यर्थ है कितने समर्थ है। शक्तिशाली या साधारण, इतनी जांच करके, शक्तिशाली संकल्प है या साधारण है इसकी जांच करके व्यर्थ और साधारण संकल्पों को समाप्त कर दो। व्यर्थ साधारण समाप्त। ओम शांति। इतना भारी डोज मिलता है,
सच ए ह्यूज डोज दैट यू रिसीव अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग।
दिस अनाउंसमेंट अप्लाइज टू हिंदी क्लास, आई विल स्पीक इन हिंदी। ओम शांति। हिंदी क्लास वाले भाई बहने जिन्होंने वेनसडे के दिन यहाँ पर राखी बंधवाई थी, आप सबको सौगाते नहीं मिली है, तो दादी आप सबको क्लास के बाद यहाँ पर सौगात देंगी। परंतु आप में से अगर किसी को जल्दी जाना है तो प्लीज आप अभी ही पीछे आ जाएंगे, तो आप अपनी सौगात लेके जाएंगे, राइट? जिनको भी अभी जाना है क्लास के पहले, तो आप यहाँ पीछे आ जाएंगे, सौगात लेने के बिना नहीं जाएंगे।
प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, लौटा जो दिया तूने, लौटा जो दिया तूने, चले जाएंगे जहां से हम, चले जाएंगे जहां से हम,
तू प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तू प्यार का सागर है।
मन का पागल पंछी उड़ने को बेकरार, उड़ने को बेकरार, पंख है कोमल आंख है धुंधली, जाना है सागर पार, जाना है सागर पार, अब तू ही से समझा, अब तू ही से समझा, राह भूले थे कहां से हम, राह भूले थे कहां से हम, है मौत खड़ी, कोई क्या जाने कहां है सीमा, उलझन आन पड़ी, उलझन आन पड़ी, कानों में जरा कह दे, कानों में जरा कह दे, कि आए कौन दिशा से हम, कि आए कौन दिशा से हम,
तू प्यार का सागर है, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम,
ओम शांति। दूसरी पीरियड शुरू हो रही है ना, तो बीच में गीत बजता है तो ब्रेक हो जाती है।
Om Shanti. This is the second period now when we have a break in between. When you come from the other class, there's a break in between, and then the song that was played, Baba was the song was talking about the eyes have become blurred and we can't see our way home, and Baba has come and opened our eyes. We weren't able to see very clearly, our wings had been broken. And now we've got wings. before coming to Baba, human beings had become like animals. Just doing everything as others say. Not even able to prepare. They're not able to eat with their own hands, they're not able to perform actions with their own hands. For animals you don't speak of their karma and their fortune, but for human beings, yes, you say it's in your own hands. Now people's actions are like those of animals. What to eat, how to move, how to live, they're totally controlled by everything else, external. They have their own physical organs, but they're not able to use them like a human being, being a master. So, Baba makes such human beings into the flying birds. Become so peaceful, so cool, that you become like angels. Birds means angels. As soon as you speak of the angel, the image comes in your mind and the intellect goes up above. They're so wonderful. We see that, yes, there are protectors. And the blessing, Baba said, your thoughts should be such that through the power of your thoughts, people receive cooperation. Baba's Murli, Baba's talking about stop thinking about others. Don't even think about what others are doing, but you have elevated thoughts for your own self and become like real gold. Become like gold. Gold means really honest and truthful. And then even God will surrender himself to one's honesty, and then people have faith in God. If one isn't honest, then doesn't matter how much knowledge they give to others, this knowledge will not touch the hearts of others. Yes, you may have related the knowledge and they enjoyed it, but didn't touch their hearts. It won't emerge in their hearts that, yes, this is the true knowledge and it's for me. It's the truth.
बाबा ने कहा था वो ये नहीं कहे सबको सुनाओ बहुत अच्छा है बड़ी बात नहीं है।
They shouldn't say, well, it's very good for everyone else. The ones who are not touched by this knowledge, they will say, yes, it's good for others. Go and tell it to my wife, my children, but you listen to it first. So don't be happy that someone heard some knowledge very well. Let them hear the knowledge that they really become aware of what is truth and what is falsehood, what is night and what is day, what is sin and what is charity. People themselves say the intellect has become so degraded and impure that they don't know the difference between sin and charity, and they can't even think that this is sin and I mustn't do it, and yet still go ahead and indulge in sin. So what would you say about this?
अपने को समझने की मैं आत्मा पद से पावन बाप के पास बैठी हूँ.
Baba's giving us an intellect for us to understand that I, the soul, am sitting with the purifier Father. Baba's making me into a worship-worthy soul from being a worshipper. The memorial is in front of me, seeing that I can remember that, yes, I was that and I am becoming that now. In just a second, Baba says, child, become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. See your memorials in front of you. Baba is making me that again. Then there's no other thoughts in your intellect. Dadi was remembering Lee yesterday because Dr. Barefoot, I think it was him, he was here yesterday. And because he didn't get your company, then that's why he's not here in class today. So one should follow up. If you had been here yesterday, then he would have been here today. So Dadi says, I don't know what business you get caught up in. So he half died, but one should make sure that he is fully dead to the old world and then create a beautiful life here. If you get prey, then you should make sure that it is killed properly, not leaving it half dead, so then they're neither here nor there. Now this says, I don't see anyone who has mercy for others. I don't know what kind of clouds they're flying in. As such a soul experiencing so much sorrow, and if someone speaks knowledge to him so he experiences peace and love, then that would totally transform him, melt him. And Baba said, those with elevated thoughts remain cooperative. But when there isn't that nobility in your own thoughts, you yourself are not an elevated yogi, then how can you inspire others? It's with elevated thoughts that you become an easy yogi, automatic natural yogi. If I don't create that stage now of being an easy yogi, a natural yogi, then if you don't have that experience of the sweetness of being bodiless, where the feeling is, yes, the body is here. In fact, the body doesn't even exist, and the soul is flying. As the elements of the body are becoming satopradhan, you feel that, yes, the body is not even here and the soul is being purified. It feels like angelic body. When you don't have the consciousness of the body, then others will also see that, yes, it's a body of light, and they'll see you as angels. Just like Baba, we see him in the corporeal body, but he's giving drishti in such a way, being this angel of light, that we feel that, yes, someone is pulling us up above. This is what Baba says. I've taken support of the physical senses, the physical organs, in order to make your physical senses cool and pure. I'm using the physical organs, giving you the knowledge through these physical organs so that your organs can be purified. The physical organs that you had until now were vicious, and this is spoiling your vision and attitude, and so now I'm changing those physical organs, the physical senses. So Baba is changing all of us, making a lot of effort with his heart to make us change our attitude and vision. And it's really The Murli is telling us what type of thoughts to have, and the blessing is also similar. It tallies with the Murli. Check your wasteful and ordinary thoughts. What will be your condition if you continue in this way? If I don't change from ordinary into an elevated quality, then you can't guarantee that this one will really make it. No one will give the guarantee that yes, this one is 100% truth. Even Baba will not give the guarantee that this soul is 100% truth, because you haven't changed to that elevated quality. One for whom Baba gives the guarantee is those who have finished wasteful and ordinary in their thoughts and in their efforts. They're not just making effort, but they've revealed the practical form. The reward of the effort that we're making in the golden age, the reward in the golden age, that's a different reward. And yes, everyone who comes here will go into the golden age, even the subjects will go there. But what did I do for myself? I should be able to take that certificate from Baba that yes, I've done everything 100%.
99% meaning.
I don't want to claim even 99% marks, I want full 100%. I should be able to claim the certificate from Baba. So such children who always seen the father following the father. Baba is the one who is inspiring actions, but he does those actions and teaches us through Brahma. This is very good spiritual endeavor. Baba has spoken such sweet words, and these have been very useful. Child, see the father and follow the father. What's kept me alive through my whole life is just this. I don't see anyone as elevated or anyone as degraded, anyone as low, thinking this one's high level soul, high quality soul, this one's low quality soul. It doesn't matter to me. If someone's good or bad, what's it to me? I just see each one as equal. Baba has come to uplift everyone, so I have to be example. I have to be the example and help to uplift others, and so I mustn't forget this aim. He has to uplift everyone, that's not my responsibility. I just have to be the example. It's not my responsibility. I should uplift this one and not this other one. But instead, let me just be the example. I have to become such an idol that seeing me, others are uplifted. Even the lowest ones are up. The greatest sinners, they can be uplifted, and also the wandering devotees, the sadhus, the sages, those who are really corrupt ones, they also are uplifted. But only when I become the form of the example. So, what is my aim? What have I got to do? Baba says at the confluence age, you don't have to make a lot of effort, but you're on the pilgrimage now, and so keep your destination in front of you. Those who don't keep the destination in front of them cannot be considered to be pilgrims. And those who don't consider themselves to be pilgrims don't observe the precautions, everything that you have to observe on the journey. On the pilgrimage, you have very firm disciplines.
Baba, wonderful.
Seeing many souls when I was tying Rakhi, I was thanking Baba and giving Baba so much love that Baba, really, you have really given me so much. No one of those souls felt that I am on a pilgrimage with God. It's a confluence age. The anchor has been raised. We don't have anything else to do here now. We're just going now. God has filled those sanskars in the soul. Then there won't even be the need to speak this knowledge. But as they're listening to knowledge, their boat will begin to go across. So let there be such honesty inside. What is the power of yoga? To keep God belonging to you with that truth and honesty. Then see what He does and what He makes you do. He says, remain free from your thoughts. You've only been told to have elevated thoughts, pure positive thoughts for the self. There's no need to even say, well, my experience is this, my experience is that. Once I tried to tell Baba something and Baba said, well, did Baba ask you? Sometimes Baba will say, child, what do you think? And sometimes Baba will say, well, I didn't ask you. Lakshmi and Narayan, they won't need anyone to tell them. They won't need to ask their advisors about for any advice. So Baba also didn't need any advice. So Baba had such intoxication. And I feel that sometimes Baba won't even need to ask me about anything, but he'll just tell me, do this. That time will also come. Just wait. When you won't need to be asked, but you'll just be told, Baba, the one who's making everything happen, is making me do things. So until I see this, it's like my eyes are still blurred, my vision is still blurred, and my wings are broken. So seeing the birds where they're not able to see and their wings are broken, then also you feel mercy for those birds. They're not able to sit on the branches, they're not able to fly. The birds don't need anything, but sometimes they just sit on the branch for namesake and then they begin flying again. If the bird is sitting perched on the branch and holding it and saying, how can I fly, then it's a useless bird. In fact, if the bird is constantly on just the same branch, then also the bird is of no use. It's just constantly flying from one branch to another. Bird and a foreigner, both of them don't have friends anywhere. They're here today, gone tomorrow. Not that you make someone your friend and you get stuck there in that sense, being attached to them. Whatever's in front of you, just think about it and see. Check your thoughts. Is this thought going to make me move forward and make me fly, or is it going to make me come to a standstill? To just be seated on one branch is not the work of a foreigner, someone who's here for a short while. The resident of the faraway land has come to the foreign land, in Ravan's land, and here I don't have anything to do. I have to go somewhere for service, that's it. Once service is done, it's all over, that's it. Neither you, nor yours, nor mine, nothing to give, nothing to take. No give and take with anyone. What do I have to give to anyone? Just take what the bestower has given. I haven't given you anything. Yes, he's made me the instrument. And that time of mine was used in a wasteful, worthwhile way. Yesterday, Gulzardadi said, keep yourself busy. Dadi says, I should have chit-chat with Goza Dadi. I don't remain busy to have thoughts. Sometimes people remain busy and it's visible on their... Yes, their thoughts are useful and practical, but yet their face shows that they're busy. But no, my thought should be such that worthwhile, and so this doesn't show that busyness on my face. My thought should be such that they make me light. Thoughts are such that they should be such that my face is always smiling. Whatever pain or heaviness or headache there was, then those kinds of thoughts massage you, and then the headache is gone. You don't have any pain in your back or in your stomach. In the early days when Dadi used to go to give talks at the Spiritual Association, SAGB, they'd had talk about why people have pain in different parts of the body. And so Dadi was talking about why there's pain in the shoulder. I've got so much work to do. One work hasn't finished and there's the next one that you have to start thinking about, and they get pain in the shoulders. It's like you're carrying the responsibility of that. There's a headache. It's because you had body consciousness. There were some thoughts in your mind and you begin to get a headache. Get stomachache because you constantly keep on thinking, what happened? Why did it happen? And you get diarrhea and your stomach gets upset. Why is there pain in the legs and the feet? You're not walking on the path that Baba showed, the clear path, and you go on the wrong path. We should go on the right path to finish all types of pain. There's one medicine, follow Srimat. Just the one medicine. Why is there pain in the back? You can't see any backbone, you can't see any support, you don't feel that security, and so you get back pain. You think, well, what's my future going to be? You feel a lot of pain in the back. I can't bear it, I can't get up. I've experienced all of this, but I know that Baba is the greatest surgeon. Baba says, some people stay with the surgeon and they learn from the surgeon, but Baba says you don't have even this much wisdom. You work with the surgeon and you learn from him. You're the assistant surgeons. You stay under the surgeon and you learn from him how he's doing everything. And so Baba is saying, here it's nothing, you don't have to do anything. If you have pain, oh, there's pain in the ears. Why is it there? Because you heard useless things. Everything is very much connected. Ears, head, throat. Why do you get pain in the throat? Because you're speaking not the right things. When you're speaking Baba's things, you don't get pain there. You speak of other things and it begins to hurt.
So Baba ki bol ucharan hote rahe, muli sunte rahe, kaan sunate rahe.
At the end, you just continue to listen Baba's words, and you're listening to the murli. All the time you're listening and reading the murli with a lot of love. If you don't read the murli with love, then what will be your condition at the end? At the end, if you're constantly seeing Baba, then others will see Baba through your eyes at the end, just speaking those sweet things. So now don't think that Rakhi is finished, but just constantly keep Baba, your teacher and protector, with you, thinking, never forget him. Om Shanti. Tonight, Dadi wants meditation here in the conference hall from 7 to 7:30, and then chit-chat.
most of us, we all
for know half
that
an hour.
A disaster port that we have kept here, but during the daytime it won't be here, but there's permanent box in the seminar room and it's in the corner. Kya ye kai bhai behno ko pata nahi hai ki seminar room mein rakha gaya hai ye disaster baba ka box hai, uske upar likha hua hai seminar room mein hai, aap wahan se jab aayenge to it's on your left hand side. If you go from here, so it will be on your right hand side. So please make a note. Everybody is going around the house looking for disaster box, and we have to tell them where it is. So it's best you please show each other, and it's in the seminar room. But during the class time, we'll have this. But in the daytime, we won't have it here. It'll be in the seminar room one. You could use that. This evening, there's meditation in the conference hall until 8 o'clock. And then Sister Anna from Beirut will be sharing her experience.
That is going to have a little bit of chit-chat from 7:30 to 8 first. Yes. So 7
okay.
to 7:30
so
meditation.
7:30 to 8, and then Daddy.
Daddy has to go
know,
for a meeting at 8, but Daddy is there till 8 o'clock. 7:30 to 8 is chit-chat with Daddy.
Sorry. Yeah, and then Anna, Sister Anna will share.
And then
her
Sister Anna will share.
Beirut.
Okay.
After meditation, jino ko nahi mila hai sogate, Hindi class ke bhai bhai, aap please
tell me. On Wednesday, gifts were not given.